This is Daddy's Hobby, the story of Lek, a bar girl in Pattaya, written by Owen Jones and narrated by John Roberts.
1. A close call.
Oh, bloody hell, girl! What have you gotten yourself into this time? Thought Lek, as she was waking up yet again. She had not slept much at all that night so far. Her boyfriend, Ali, was still asleep, and the fumes coming from his open mouth told her that he must have been very drunk the night before. She had not noticed at the time, as she had been quite out of it herself. Her backside was still throbbing, though, where Ali had tried to take her, and had beaten her in his frustration at not being able to manage it. She could have one of the boys do him over for that, she thought, with some degree of satisfaction, or even report him to the police. She decided she would if she were bruised. Yet he had seemed such a nice man earlier that night. It just went to show that you never can tell. She wanted to get up and leave, but she had not been paid the 1,000 baht that they had agreed upon. Yet she was frightened of him waking up in case he wanted to try doing it again. It was not in Lek's nature to take the money from his pocket and sneak out, even though it was rightfully hers already. There was nothing for it but to lie there awake, watchful, letting him sleep, and hoping that the sleep would put him in a better frame of mind when he did wake up. Lek gave him one more furtive glance and prepared herself for a long wait. It was 5:35 a.m., and she could not reasonably expect him to surface much before 9 a.m. The night before, Lek had been working in Daddy's Hobby, a bar off Beach Road, when a 30-odd-year-old Arab, Ali, had sat down. Things had been very quiet for her up until then, although most of the other girls were out. Lek had gone over to him to take his order and make him feel at home, as she had done with other customers thousands of times before. Lek and Ali had introduced themselves, and Ali had ordered a bottle of 100 Piper's whiskey, soda water, and ice. Within minutes, and with customary Arabic hospitality, he had offered her a drink, and she had accepted gratefully. After all, she had thought, you never knew where things could lead. It was getting late, and she was more than a little bored. Looking back over events, Lek thought she had seen some danger signs even at that early stage. Why hadn't she listened to her instincts? They had always stood her in such good stead before. Ali had already been drinking before he got to her bar. She had noticed that. But then he had ordered a bottle of whiskey. It was not unusual to see Arabs drinking alcohol, but he was drinking this bottle too quickly and insisting that she kept up with him. Maybe insist was too strong a word, but he certainly wanted her to go drink for drink with him, and he did not want to take no for an answer. They had finished the bottle, and Ali had asked her whether she would like to go for something to eat, one of the many code expressions in her profession, which could lead to lucratively paid nocturnal employment, and sometimes even a meal, too. She had accepted, but instead of going to a restaurant or his hotel, he had led her into a noisy disco, where he seemed to know a group of other Arabs. She had never found out where he actually came from, because his English was poor, and her Arabic was non-existent. She had guessed at Abu Dhabi. She had not been acquainted with the establishment, but it had been too full and too noisy for her tastes. The toilets were smelly, too, and Ali was acting weird in front of his mates, showing off, showing her off, but also just showing off in general. He had also bought another bottle of whiskey and danced in an odd way, pulling her about just a little too much, pawing at her, mauling her even, berating her in front of his friends.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?